Welcome back to another episode and the first collaboration episode of Making a Martini Up, Dry, and Straight to the Point. I am your host, Caleb Figgles. Okay, so today we are talking with the creators of She Show Videos, a hilarious new YouTube channel with two amazing women who like to drink and talk mom shit. And regular life shit too, to be honest, and it's great. I literally binged their YouTube series and at the end of it was like, well, I guess these are my new best friends, so there's that. They don't have a choice. And so the first half of this episode, Making Martini episode, is me talking with them about their YouTube channel, and then the second half, we talk what it's like drinking after 30, or 29 and a half, either way. And you get some pretty excellent hangover stories. I'll be honest with you, I was impressed. The cocktail of this episode is the Flirty 30. It is 2 tablespoons of fresh chopped apricot, 2 ounces of aged rum, 1/2 ounce of lime juice, and 3 ounces of ginger beer. So you chop up the apricot, put it in the shaker, and then you add your lime juice. Then you muddle the apricot with a muddler. And then you add all your other ingredients and stir in the shaker for 15 seconds. And then you pour it. This does make a bit more than what your martini glass can hold. I guess depending on your martini glass. But you know what? That's just a special treat for later. Okay, so shut up about it. It's fine. Love you all. Okay, yeah. Let's get this started. Here we go. All right. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Welcome to Making a Martini. Hi.
Oh, I like that. That's like a slow jam.
Are a match made in heaven.
I'm working on my new single, Making a Martini, comma, welcome.
We should collab that as well.
We can't wait.
I know.
And we're going to conquer YouTube, podcasts, and iTunes. And
the world.
Hopefully OnlyFans at some point.
Oh. I'm ready.
Us too.
We did. We talked about butt sex already today before we started recording, and a little bit now. So like we're in the mindset.
Yeah, exactly. Mindset.
I'm never not in the mindset
for butt sex.
For talking.
Talking about it. Yeah, talking about it's very different. Anyone listening at home, we are talking with Brittany and Elizabeth from She Show Videos, the new YouTube phenomenon.
Hi guys.
You guys are so funny. I can't.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Your videos, because when we decided to do this, I did a binge.
We hear that all the time.
And I was like, so at the end of it, I think I watched everything. I think. And so at the end of it, I was like, well, these are my new best
Thank
friends.
Thank you.
I know everything about them. So talk talk a little bit
Absolutely.
About your YouTube channel and, you know, why you guys decided to start it, who you guys are. Give me a little background info so I can talk shit. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
We want to join you.
Okay. That's right. So we are Elizabeth and Brittany. We were best friends before we were moms and wives and everything else.
Entrepreneurs.
Business owners. So we have been together most of our adult life, and everybody always told us how funny we were and that we should start YouTube because everybody would want to watch us and, you know, listen to us and laugh with us. So we just decided one day during COVID that it was time. We had some extra time. We weren't doing anything besides drinking in our garage anyway. So we might as well drink in our garage and film it and try to make some money doing it.
Yeah, we've made no money though, for the record. Well, not yet.
No,
but
same.
That's the goal.
Right? Aspirational goals.
Yeah. It's like the COVID dream is like, you know what? I'm sitting around drinking. Maybe I'll get paid for it.
Exactly.
Right. I'm about to write a letter to Tito's. We've been drinking a lot, so maybe they can sponsor us.
I know. Yeah. All I wanted was a vodka sponsor, and they're hard to find. I don't think people want to be associated with
me. You know what? Look for a local distillery. You're more likely to get sponsored by like a local no-name vodka to try and like build them up. So look for a local And just see if you can get some free bottles of vodka.
That would be enough. That I feel like at this point would at least make me break even with the amount that I've put into it. That would be good, good enough for me.
I hear that.
Well, you guys, your videos are so funny and they're such a wide range of topics, which I really appreciated. But yet at the same time, you have this sort of really great nuance of just being together and having the same chemistry every episode, just talking about different things. And it's so endearing and it's fun to watch. I might be obsessed. I don't know, with you guys and the show. So I apologize if I do show up one day in Ohio.
If you do, you better call us. First of all, we're getting drinks. We're going to get you hammered drunk and then we're going to film.
Yeah, I don't want to do it like simultaneously. I want to do one before the other.
Yeah, I want to go to the pub that you guys went to for St. Patrick's Day. That place looks like a pop. So I just have a couple questions about your YouTube channel just because I want to know a little bit more. My sort of everyday celebrity questions. What's been the hardest challenge thus far?
I think so. Initially, we went in and we talked like we're not going to cuss, right? We want to get monetized. We want to be like really PG versions of ourselves. It was awful. It was awful. It was so hard. It was so uninviting. It was so fake. Even our friends were like, "You haven't said bitch or tits like one time and you've done like three episodes." And so we really had to, I mean, we didn't have to change our whole direction, but we had to change the parameters in which we started with. And so now it's the balance between being ourselves, but trying to keep it PG-13, 16, 19-ish that when we get enough subscribers, we can actually capitalize on that base. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Because we're not very appropriate. No.
I think you guys do a really good job. There's like, because some of the conversations that you've had, I've had with other people. And I think I started off my episode like right out the bat. Like I was like, I'm just going to put the little explicit tag on the episode and not have any parameters and we'll just see what happens. But I thought about the same thing. I was like, well, if I put that explicit tag on there, who's going to be able to listen? But then I was like, what 12-year-old's looking for a podcast called Making Martini? I hope none. But
none. The problem with
you YouTube, don't know.
I don't know 12-year-olds
anymore. And the problem with YouTube is like kids are
me either.
I almost have a 12-year-old.
She's old.
Oh my gosh.
She's real old.
I don't like that laugh. It sounded super judgy. Okay. So we'll circle back to that.
Well, later. Yeah. I'll write that down.
That's what you're thinking.
I'll write that down. So what's been, I mean, I wrote this question, I think, before I saw you posted about it. And I'm so sorry. I forget the number. But you just hit a pretty big milestone when it comes to subscribers or downloads. I forget which one.
Okay. So recently we got to the 6,000 views. So that was a huge milestone for us. And we actually got that in less than like, well,
a month
from our 5,000. So we hit 5,000 and then less than a month later, we got 6,000. So that was
awesome.
It means we're averaging more than 1,000 views a month, which is pretty cool. And then we are up to 325 subscribers.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this, subscribe to She Show Videos now.
Yeah.
Shameless plug. Shameless
plug. 1,000 to even make a single cent. Mm-hmm. So we are not there yet.
You're okay, over a quarter of the way, though. Over a quarter.
I like that. Glass half full.
Yeah.
It sounded fake as fuck, but I'll take it. It's fine. You were like, you're like really far away. Yeah.
Good luck. That's so, what I heard. Good luck. Bitch.
Your subscribers are so cute. Oh,
I know. They are. I love them.
Our top fans
are serious.
The best.
Serious top fans.
We got some negative feedback recently. Our first time.
Oh my gosh. Shut up.
No. Someone very passionate about their love for Bad Baby. So.
Oh, well, that sounds like someone whose opinion really fucking matters.
Yeah, it was, he was dropping facts.
Fact checker. He's definitely a Bad Baby fan. So
we're glad he watched. Cheers
who
to
is
you.
This
and he subscribed.
Yeah, cheers to you. Oh, well,
he subscribed good. As well. So I was like, okay, come all back. Right. Write some more stuff.
You know what? Sometimes maybe. The people that like don't like you that subscribe to you are the ones who are going to be like sharing you all the time and be like, listen to what they have to say and yell.
So
I'm like, I'll take those stats 100%.
Exactly.
That's fine.
All right. Well, all right. We'll let him get away with it, especially.
Thank you. Subscribed. I know.
Oh man. Do you guys have a favorite video yet? Thus far.
I have a non-favorite video.
I have a favorite video, and my favorite video was the kid abuse. Do your kids abuse you? Because I swear to God, it's real. My kid, Black Dot, send help.
You guys, I was watching it, and I'm like, man, I was like, my brother and I are 7 years apart, so he kind of grew up after I was kind of grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in quotes because I still have you
know. No one can see the quotes. We've already established.
I do it all the time. My favorite is when I catch myself doing it and I don't say that I put it in quotes, and it, like, way after I've published the episode, and I'm like, well, they either really think that's what I mean, or hopefully they've picked up on my intonation.
Look at you.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I look up a bunch of like big words before I record and hope that I can at least use one so people think that I'm not a total fucking dumb
shit.
But
after you use it, you flip your hair. Because again, no one can see that. So it doesn't hit the same on audio only as it does in this video.
I do like that you have a really good hair flip though.
This is an opportunity to educate everyone on the importance of good hair health. And the importance of good hair health is to drink martinis, because olive juice is super, super good for hair growth and stamina. Okay. The downside is that your nails grow so fast, it's disgusting.
Good to know.
I don't like olives, but I feel like I should start drinking olive juice. I should have more martinis.
Yes, definitely olive juice with vodka. I don't
gag it down.
Thinking about just doing like a shot of olive juice.
Should I do like a tablespoon a day? Keeps the doctor away.
That's about how much I put into my martini, and I, you know. Hey, okay. It might work. The kids. What were we talking? Oh, the kids abuse video. That's what I'm going to call it. That one was. I love that. I loved that.
I have a least favorite, and it's actually our viewers' favorite. It's my least favorite because our husbands are in it.
Oh,
people are begging. I mean, every time we see people, our friends out, we see people. They say like, "Bring your husbands on. We want to see your husbands." We see them every day.
They're not that special.
No, they're so regular.
They're not that special. I'm gonna tell you
it's
that
painful.
Now.
And it has the most views, and they like love it. They relish in it. They think they're so cool.
My husband tells me that he's a star now because somebody commented like
he's the star.
Yeah, he's the star of this episode. He was like, I'm a star. Ask people. I'm like, God damn it.
It's awesome.
You guys are the real stars. We all know it. Everyone listening at home knows it. That wasn't funny.
I put on makeup for this shit every week.
And a bra. It's a sports bra, but it's a bra.
It counts. Okay? It's not the most comfortable thing, I'm assuming.
Exactly. I get dressed. You're welcome, America.
I think we'd get more views if you didn't get dressed, to be honest.
You're probably right. OnlyFans.
Just do it like on OnlyFans. Just do it. Mm-hmm. I support your guys' decision to do one. I think everyone should do one. I think it's the popular thing to do right now.
Yes.
And we are trend surfing, okay?
There are people that do OnlyFans with them like eating fruit.
There's one lady who eats crab legs on her OnlyFans. So that's like that's all she does. She gets like pounds and pounds of crab legs. And people just watch her dip it in butter and eat it. She might die early of a heart attack, but she's going to die rich.
I was available. Early. I was free. I wasn't doing anything. Anyone asked me to fucking eat crab legs on camera.
That's a
second. Sometimes I hate people, but I guess I'm glad she's No, I'm not even glad she's popular. Anyway.
I'm not.
My favorite video is the New Year's video. I think I've watched that one multiple times.
Shitgate. Uh-huh. Shitgate.
What else did you guys
have? There questions. You have to. How does that even happen?
I do. You were explaining. I think it's understandable. I think what happened is just like, we've all had those situations where it's like one bad thing after another. It's just the fact that she got locked out and couldn't fix it was just devastating. Yeah. I felt so bad. Has that person watched the video or commented in any way?
No. Do you think she would? Do you think she would be like, ha ha ha, this sounds awful. LOL.
I would totally comment if he was like, wow, that is the most embarrassing thing. That's pathetic.
That person should be ashamed.
Oh my gosh. What else? There was another. Oh, that was where you also talked about getting like a little shadoobie in your eye.
Shit flake. Yep.
How does that happen? The logistics don't make sense.
They make sense. You just don't like them.
Yeah. Yeah. In my community, I think it's a little bit more common. But
have you had a shit flake in your eye?
No, never.
Well, so like sometimes you go to like make a move and then you find out the move's not so great. So you're like, no, thanks.
You know, like, maybe
I have like an early morning meeting I have to get to.
I just remembered.
But this has been so great. I wish you the very best.
I'm gonna leave the shower on for you and I okay. on my way out. Yeah. Just soap.
It's fine. That one was, I think, one of the ones, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I felt like you guys were maybe the most intoxicated in. Unless I'm correct.
We were, and I don't think we were even that drunk in that one.
You know, I'm going to be real honest, and hopefully there are no officers of the law watching this, but we are usually the most drunk when we do our rants in the van, I think. Because they come after. So we've drank like all day together, mm-hmm. and then we pop in the van.
And we just ramble about stuff. But people love our rants. They're just on top of it. But I actually don't think we were that drunk. Really? I think we were just giggly that day.
St. Patrick's Day, towards the end, we were super drunk.
Was that the one with the, that was Truth or Dare?
Never have I ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which
Brittany cheated at.
Did I cheat or did I stack the cards for myself? You decide, America.
Samesies. Synonymous.
Oh my gosh. What topics can we expect to see coming up? I know you guys are filming today. If you don't want to give that one away, that's fine.
All right. So in the future with us, we are going to do a lot of small business collaborations. We're both from Akron. We originated from Akron.
Originated?
She doesn't live in Akron anymore. So she left us, but either way, so we like to, or we take pride in our hometown, our home city. So we want to give back and kind of grow with the people from Akron. And then we're just going to continue to do our regular stuff, you know, mm-hmm. regular mom shit. People love to watch us do regular stuff. It's weird, but we love it.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, and I think I love the small business stuff. I think that's such a good idea. You guys actually gave me the idea. I was like, I want to do more. And it was funny because I actually had my boss plan to do this episode like in November. And I was like, well, why? Especially if things are going to be opening up, people need to be more like aware of small businesses, especially because they just got, you know, super
effed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. Yeah. We love it. Without lube.
They
just unexpectedly penetrated.
Yeah, and just like business sat on a traffic cone.
Sounds rubbery.
That sounds aggressive, actually.
I'm sure it would be. This drink's making me warm. My gosh, it's strong. Yeah, I have one video, or maybe, no, wait, I think I have two. No, I have one video that I really want to call out because it really resonated to me.
I'm nervous.
No, it was the Valentine's Day charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. Not only did I love the roommate story, because I love awkward people and awkward situations, I thrive on that kind of shit. I love being around it. I love not being the person that people are talking about, but just like giving like the side eye. It's chef's kiss. But the charcuterie board, it looked so good. And it was all from Aldi. And I think you spent 20 something.
With the rose. Yeah. The roses, I think it was like 28 or something like that. It was right under 30.
Yeah. And it looked so good. And that whole series, that was so, I really liked it. I think it was brilliant to do. Valentine's Day on a budget. So everyone needs to go and share. Well, everyone needs to go and like and subscribe and share all their videos, but definitely start there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
So we have, I have two favorites. So I had a plan favorite. So when you sent me the outline, I was like, okay, this is my favorite video of yours. And it was the talk about race with you and your friend True. Mm-hmm. I literally have listened to that like 3 times because I think that your friend True, I would like love just to sit down with him and pick his brain, because some things that he was saying like resonated with me as an individual. When he was like, I worked at the row house in a mostly Caucasian atmosphere, and it was like, when enough was enough. Like when he said that, I was like, holy shit, that was exactly how I felt. And I took to social media and I was like, okay, the silence is deafening. Like it now you have to speak up. So that one is my favorite of all times. But I actually did listen to the one you just did with your boss about small businesses. And it was just eye-opening. Like when he was like, you work there and then you have to hire somebody who will replace you. And then once you get a new position, you're a manager, you'll have to hire somebody to be a manager. And I thought to myself, like, when we get big, like, we'll have to hire somebody. You said somebody to get your editing. And I'm like, that is a huge time save. Like, we're going to have to find somebody to do our editing, somebody to manage us, to reach out to places, to get us like booked different places. Like, I mean, it's just a lot of different things that as starting a small business, you really don't actually take the time to think about.
So to just bring up True real quick, if you have a chance, anyone, and you guys too, to go, and it is a long read, but the article that
his husband
wrote, oh my gosh, it was like, I had like goosebumps very almost the whole time. Yeah, it was brilliant. And then it's actually funny. I have this written down for what? No, wait, maybe I don't. I don't remember, but I thought about it later.
same.
When, you know. That's all. But yeah, like, I mean, the amount of, so what you guys have to do, content creation, you have to actually film it. You have to then go and edit it. You have to blast it on social media. You have to follow up with the analytics, which I know nothing about. And if anyone else out there that has started a podcast knows anything about how to track your analytics, unless it's so, I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing well or not. But there's so much that you have to do. And like, even for two people to do it, like, I'm sure it's overwhelming.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. I don't think I can honestly say without Elizabeth, I'd be able to work my job and keep up with the amount. It would have to be like one every other week or one every like now and again, like one once a month or something like that, because it's too hard. Just reviewing the analytics for our first quarter, like, because we're having a first quarter meeting here shortly, because it's been our first quarter.
Ooh, congratulations. Oh my God.
We have a first quarter meeting. Yes. But
I'm not dressed up.
Either way, we have our first quarter meeting coming up, and I've been reviewing the analytics and like the breakdown, the subscribers, you know, which videos catch the most eyes, which like the clickbait, things like that, like how to improve. And it's just the amount of research that goes into everything you have to release is just so much work. I can sit on my computer every single night and work for hours, and it would just, it wouldn't be enough.
Yeah.
I agree. Brittany does all the content research and all the analytics. My first father than looking pretty. My main role in this relationship is editing. Is editing. And we film sometimes 5 or 6 different episodes. And so I have a backlog of editing. We have done a few vlog style, which I haven't edited yet because it is hours and hours and hours. For example, on St. Patrick's Day, we filmed that same day. We wanted to release that day. So we were like, okay, we're going to film at 10 in the morning. The bars open at noon, right? We'll film, Elizabeth will edit, and we'll leave. Okay. It took me like almost 4 hours to edit just that one video of the three of us, to upload it from my camera to the computer, then to put it in my editing software, to edit it, add transitions, add music, do all this jazz, then upload it to the cloud with all my nudies, and then pull it into YouTube, put in the commentary, add, you know, it's a lot of work. Yeah. So I have to carve out nights specific for editing. I ended up having to my mother-in-law came and picked me up and took me down to Kent for St. Patrick's Day because they left me. They were like, we're going to go drink.
Bitch, we don't all need to suffer. There should only be one. Jesus didn't have everybody suffer. He went on the cross by himself. Thank you.
He had disciples. That's supposed to be you. I'm Judas.
The disciples weren't laying next to him, okay? We didn't all rise together. It was just Jesus.
Anyways, this is how we always go left. But yes, it's a lot of work. We make a great team. I actually, if you need some help doing some back behind the scenes shit, don't call us, but call somebody, you know, have them help you.
Somebody else might. Somebody else will. Well, let's start talking about our main topic here today. Well, you guys were the main topic. We'll talk about our subtopic.
Yes.
And this is something that I just recently have had a situation with, and I'm super excited to tell you all about it. This is, this is something that's good because it's relatable to everyone over the milestone of 30. So no one even has to say or 29 and a half.
That sounds better.
Should we really be the experts then? We should probably step down.
I hate talking about shit I don't know anything about, but
I know, it's hard.
Sorry. But for all intents and purposes, we'll pretend so people don't feel bad.
Thank you.
Or they will, and I don't give a shit. So I've noticed it. I mean, mine, I think, to be perfectly honest, I think drinking after 25 is a little bit difficult. Because that is biologically when your body starts to die. So take that home with you guys.
Not like that.
Remember when I said you're a glass half full type of guy? I'm your tracking statement. Okay.
That we're not.
I know. That was a lie.
Yeah. My glass is empty as fuck. But I did do a little research, and I'm going to give you some factoids.
Okay. Hit us.
This is from the New York Post, so you know it's like the most scientific and important article that's ever been written.
Yeah. Like Daily Mail.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So after 25 or 30, you don't have as many liver enzymes anymore. So there's that. So when you drink, your I wrote lover, but it's supposed to be liver. When you drink, your liver has to break down the toxins of alcohol into something it can digest. But what if I kept it lover? When you drink, your liver has to break down the toxins of alcohol into something you can digest, is what that would be.
Interchangeable. It's fine. You can use liver or lover. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. The enzymes that you do have become less and less the older that you get. And then obviously your metabolism slows down the older that you get. This I also thought was just like a slap in the face. Any medications that you may take that your body needs when you're older play a factor into your recovery period or hangover. And I think that sucks. It does. We can't help what medicines we have to take.
This is what I'm going to tell you. So I recently got Elizabeth on the health train. You're welcome. Oh. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Pause.
Okay, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. So I recently got Elizabeth on the health train after about 29 and a half years of trying. With that being said, we do a cleanse that has a liver focus in it. So that's how I stop her liver from pickling. Okay. Some people call it cirrhosis. I just call it pickling. It sounds better.
First of all, pickles are delicious, for the record.
Okay. Agreed. Agreed.
Pickled eggs.
So I think we do the cleanse twice a year just to make sure, you know, our enzymes are up, we're going, we don't die early, things like that. But I think that would be beneficial. I'm going to have to send you the book. It's called The Green Smoothie Cleanse, but it has a lot of focus on cleansing the toxins from your liver and rejuvenate. It's like a jump start
to your
liver.
You're really just shit sand for 10 days. Literal,
I can do that.
You have to clean your toilet every day.
You do paint the bowl a little bit, but it's twice a year for 10 days. Okay. It's fine. It's good
for
you.
That's really not that bad.
You see? And it slows down the pickling process. So you're welcome.
How long is the cleanse?
It's 10 days. It's a green smoothie cleanse. And you take a little pill called Liver Focus or Liver Cleanse. Mm-hmm. You can get the pills on Amazon. And basically just gives your little liver a little a kick in the pants.
I take them actually a few times a week just for maintenance, you know, because I drink a few times a week. So, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I get that. I get
it's
that.
It's fun.
My poor liver. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the
my poor lover.
My poor lover. Fill in the blank. So the same article had some preventatives of how you can be as, you know, rough the day after. I'm always rough the day after, whether I've drank or not.
Pedialyte popsicles.
I love Pedialyte popsicles. I love Pedialyte. So their preventatives are eat more while drinking. Easy. I already do.
Now we're on this health kick and Brittany doesn't even let me. She basically is you can't eat. Have this lettuce.
You got it.
Good luck.
You got to pick your calories, you know? So if you're going to be drinking, you got to be all in the drink bucket. But if you're going to drink and eat, that's a 5-pound gain in one day, you know?
That's true.
And you got to do the cleanse.
Then you got to do the cleanse.
Then you got to cleanse and shit your 5 pounds out.
Yes.
Bingo.
Stay hydrated. Cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There's an
thank you, New York
fix for this. Listen, mix your liquors with water. Don't do soda.
I love that.
Water. Don't do soda. Don't do any of that jazz. Just
get
Tito's water, lemons.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They have. Yes. So we talked a little bit earlier about finding a local vodka. I think it's actually based in Philly, not Pittsburgh, but it's called Stateside Vodka, and their vodka has electrolytes in it. So while you drink it, you also hydrate.
And dehydrate at the same time. This is what I'm talking about.
So it's you're didn't do equal. Anything bad at all.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. That's a good sponsor for you. Yeah. Stateside Vodka. If you are listening to this podcast,
now is the time.
Please help me. Please help.
Help me, I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor. Consider light drinks over dark ones. Dark drinks have more bad things in them. I wrote bad things because there were so many big words that I didn't know how to pronounce and didn't want to look like a shit. But there's more bad things in dark alcohol than in light alcohol, which is, I don't particularly.
More bad things have happened to me
with
dark alcohol.
Same.
Dark alcohol will change your whole life without you even thinking about it. It just changed your personality.
It does. I'm mean. I get those whiskey riskies and I'm like, I can take on the whole world. And the truth is.
Yeah, people like. I can't. People like to start fighting. People like to start doing all sorts of stuff on that dark liquor. So you got to stay away from the dark liquor.
No more Henny.
Yeah, you got to hit that Henny and go, you know? And go.
You can smell it and then have a shot of vodka. One drink per hour. Well, White Claws aren't supposed to work that like that. So that doesn't work for me.
I don't follow that.
What's considered an hour?
Like,
are we rounding down? Are we rounding up? Like, hours, like every half hour?
Like, all the hours I've been awake for the day, I can have that many drinks in the. I don't understand the math.
This logic doesn't make sense.
No. 24 beers in a case, 24 hours in a day. You do the math, except don't do
exactly
that.
Coincidence.
I don't condone that, but also don't. That's a lot of beer. And
That's a lot of calories.
That's going to require like 5 cleanses in a 2 months.
I feel like I wouldn't even have to cleanse. I feel like that would just fall out of me.
Oh, and their last tip is don't binge. Okay. Well, yeah, that's thank you.
What is considered binge drinking?
I already told you it's like more than 5 drinks a week or something like that is considered a binge week. It makes you like the official alcoholic. It's a real thing. I don't know who made up these rules. I'm just telling you what they are.
That rule sounds dumb to me. 5 drinks in a week makes you an alcoholic. Then I've been an alcoholic since I was like 19 and a half.
The drinking age is 21 now.
Oh, since I was 21.
Since you were 21.
Me too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I think it's stupid, but
these rules are foolish.
The numbers, I think somebody made those numbers up and we're like, somebody who doesn't drink made those numbers up.
Someone judgy as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, are these numbers during quarantine? Have we recalibrated since quarantine has happened? Because I feel like those numbers should be adjusted based on the current times.
I agree. I think everything needs to be adjusted based on quarantine.
Exactly. Like,
this is the new way we live our lives. Obviously, you guys do your cleanse. Do you have any other tips or tricks for how to make that morning after not as rough? Anything that you guys do particularly?
I will say I prefer day drinking over late night drinking because I feel like then you get more sleep. So start early, end early if you have the option. Like if you can stop drinking by like 8 p.m., which that was actually a positive when the bars closed at 10. I was like, oh my God, I feel great. Like I'll never be able to stay out till 2 a.m. again in my life ever. We've effed that. Mm-hmm. But I think day drinking is my go-to to avoid a hangover. And I think it's just really worked. I don't know.
Yeah. I get hungover, but I don't like get bad hangovers.
I've had some bad
hangovers.
I know you have.
It's so we Pennsylvania just reopened a little bit, so what we had for like pretty much the whole time was if you were you had to be done depending on the restaurant 10 or 11. You had to always order food when you got if you wanted to drink. Some places were like you have to order an entree. Some places were like, we're going to put in a thing of fries, and if you don't want them, we won't bring them to you.
Ours was like chips and salsa, and then you could get 2 margaritas to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that, but that's what somebody told me.
somebody mentioned in passing. I heard it on the street. But so we just reopened on Easter, and I went last night out to look for apricots, however you want to say it, and decided to get dinner after. And there were lines around the block. And I got to like my restaurant at like 10. I got there at like 9:30. And by the time I left, it was like 10:30. And I was like, I couldn't even imagine waiting in line right now to do anything.
No.
I was like, I'm exhausted. I'm ready to sleep.
Yeah. We were both asleep at 9:30 last night.
I'm certain of it.
Yes. I would never eat dinner at 9:30. I would just end me. I'm dead.
I've been hungry then at that point for about 4.5 hours. Okay. Yeah. Like starving, ready to gnaw my own arm off for 4.5 solid hours by 9:30. I turn into a whole different lady if I'm hungry, okay? Hangry is real.
Hangry is real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, had I found apricots earlier, I would have been great, but I procrastinated like a douchebag.
I like that term. I don't think it's used enough anymore. If you're retired either. for a while, I think you should bring it back out.
First of all, I like the fact that you paused before you said it, which made it up 10 times better. The delivery is what really made it. it's what sold me on the usage of douchebag.
And we can all appreciate it now. So everyone out there, start using douchebag. And if you do, it started right here with the She Show video episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
So this next thing that I found, I became obsessed with and could not stop looking it up and like reflecting on my own life. And it's called, I've never heard of it until I did the research for this episode. Apparently it's something people know about. I guess I'm slow on the uptake because I'm a douchebag. But
yeah,
hangxiety. Have you guys ever heard of that before?
Not until you sent us this outline, my friend.
All right. No. All right. Well, that makes me feel better then. Because I was literally talking to my friends about it. And I was like, you guys would never believe. Have you ever heard? And they were like, yeah, Caleb, what do you want to talk about?
No, never.
Okay, great. Then I'm glad.
No. We've learned some things recently, too, that we thought, like, maybe we were the last to find out about. And then a lot of some weird stuff. Okay, so I'm going off script here, and I'm going to put you on the spot because I need to know if you knew this.
Brittany
called me and gave me the skinny, and I did not believe her.
It's real.
Okay. You know that you are supposed to give blowjobs with a condom on?
Why? I didn't know either.
Thank you. That is why. Here to add to this, just to blow your mind again, because who's ever thought of this? That is why they make flavored condoms. It is to help prevent the spread of STIs or, you know, herpes, STDs that you can get from orolingus. But did you ever know that?
Never, not once.
Have you ever given a blowjob with a condom on?
Nobody knew it.
I don't think. I'm like 99% sure. No, I'll leave that 1% just in case I had hangs.
Something
happened.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, what's wrong? This dick tastes like cherry. What's wrong with you?
That has never happened to me. I'm gonna say I've never been like, you know, down in close quarters and been like, oh my God, is this cherry flavor? What's happening down here? No. That's not happened.
No, I just can't even think of like a situation where like that would be an easy thing to like work into the process.
Yes. No, that's what it's there for. I promise you.
Isn't that mind blowing?
Oh my gosh. Blowing.
So we just learned that recently. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's common knowledge that nobody knows.
I've never put that together, but that does make sense because, like, why would they be flavored?
That's the same thing when the girl was talking, but I was like, that makes sense. I was like, I have always wondered, why would somebody have a flavored condom?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Now I know.
Avoided them for fear of a yeast infection. Like, that's got to throw off my pH, right?
Yeah. There's something on that that's not great.
Yeah.
Well, but now you know.
Now you know. Well, now you know, world. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, listeners. So everyone go out and give a blowjob with a flavored condom. That is your homework. Okay. Hangxiety is a feeling of dread or uneasiness after a night of drinking, worsens with age due to your mental health. And it's infinitely worse for people who just have general anxiety. And so what made it make sense to me was somebody explained it as like, using your body and the chemicals your body releases as like a gas tank. So like you have a gas tank for serotonin, you have a gas tank for dopamine, adrenaline, other things that I can't say. And so when you drink, your body makes, like drinking makes your body release these chemicals so much faster than it normally does, which is why you get that sort of like light bubbly feeling, unless you're drinking dark liquor. Where you get that like happiness sort of from while you're drinking. So the next day, because of all the drinking, your body then can't, especially the older you get, your body can't fill that gas tank back up. So your body isn't getting any dopamine, any serotonin, like all these like neurochemicals that go to your brain that like make you feel good as a person. Your body is struggling to make those, and you've just completely emptied your gas tank. So anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, but I thought about this like in my own life, and like I definitely experienced it before, you know, 25 for sure. And I have like two hangover stories that I would like to share with you in the world.
Okay.
One sounds like it's recent.
One is not. One was from college, and it was a point of like, I don't even know what we did the night before. Like, I can't remember like if it was a party, if it was like a,
you blacked whatever. Out.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
For sure. But I woke up the next morning at 7 a.m.
Okay, that's impressive.
Was like, okay, well, I guess I'm up. Maybe what I should do. It was a party. I remember now it was a party because it's going to make sense at the end of the story. So I thought in my hungover stupor, I was like, you know, it would be really great to have today a pork roast. And at that time, I was like huge on Sam's Club. Huge on Sam. I went there all the time. And you know, if you want a pork roast from Sam's Club, you're coming out with like a pork roast.
I can honestly say at no point in my hangover career have I woken up at 7 a.m. and just decided like today is a great day to make a pork roast.
Well, you know, that day might still be coming.
Okay. All right.
You're right.
You're right.
You know, everyone gets one, and this was mine. And so I woke up, and I don't know what had happened to me the night before, but I was just like boxers only walking out into my kitchen. I take the pork roast out of the freezer, and in my mind, I'm like, it's frozen. I better thaw it. So I'm literally standing in my kitchen in my underwear with this giant pork roast, just holding it under the water, like moving it back and forth. And someone that never made it out of our house from the party the night before walks into the kitchen and sees this and's like, how do I get out of here? And I'm just standing there holding the pork roast, and I take the pork roast and I point, because it was still frozen at this point. I said, honestly, if you just go down the street, you're fine. And the person slowly backs out of the room.
Because you're a psychopath at this point.
Uh-huh. Trying, you know, thawing a pork roast in my underwear.
At 7 a.m.
We've all been there.
No, we have not.
No, I don't think anyone's been there but me. And the other one that I had was just this. It was this miserable day. I woke up, no idea who was in the bed beside me. Couldn't tell you to this day.
Been there.
Whatever. Yeah.
I've experienced that hangover.
Yeah. And so like to me, I can't imagine that if I just don't remember this person at all, that we don't have any like connection, anything. I'm like, cool, then maybe like wake up. And so I like start like trying to wake people up by like making noise in the kitchen, like whatever. And so
it's a pork roast. Did you get a pork roast?
I didn't get a pork roast.
Not this time.
That was a missed opportunity.
Everyone should have a pork roast on hand just in case you need to get someone out of your house.
Yes.
Because it'll do it. You just have to thaw it in your underwear. So he gets up and he's like sitting at the table, and I'm like, what? Would you like to go? He's like, oh yeah, well, like I was, so I lied, just was like, I have to go to work. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess you should go. I gotta get ready. He's like, oh wait. I'm like, fuck. Okay, so
he must have liked you.
Well, who doesn't? But he You got a taste of something he liked, I guess. But
he's like, I'm not letting this one go.
Insert 50 Cent candy shop right here. Okay.
I do. So I did not have to work this day. I legitimately got ready for work. And this is when I worked at Apple. So I like put my Apple shirt on, got like ready. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go if you want to go, you know. And he's like, oh, I'll walk you. Because I lived really close to the Apple store. And I'm like, Jesus, Lord. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I don't. And so I get down and I said, well, why don't you just call an Uber? Like, cause I asked him where he was going. He was going somewhere farther away. Like it's the opposite direction. And he's like, okay. And so literally I see him and I'm waiting for him to press like confirm. And so he confirms his Uber and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my wallet. I'll be right back. And I go upstairs and never came back down because my front door locked. I lived in like an apartment building. And so then I go back upstairs and I'm like so miserable. And I'm like, I have like powered through my hangover to the point of, you know, because powering through for me does work, especially when I'm hungover, just to like take a shower, have something to eat, like get ready and go and do the damn thing.
Yep.
I had already tried to do that. No. It did not work. So I just had to sit on the couch in my shame, be like, still don't know what his name was. Hope I never see him again. And I have multiple times. And so if he's listening to this, know that I love
you. Know who you are.
You know
who you are. You know who you are.
I still don't know who you are, but you know who you are. And I don't apologize.
Again, he got something he liked, so don't apologize, okay?
Yeah.
So interestingly enough, on this hangover story, we printed our notes out separately to prepare for this podcast, you know, to really come and just blow you away with our professionalism, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what we pride ourselves on.
Yes. And you already have.
Thank you. So Brittany called me yesterday and she's like, do you have your notes? As if I wouldn't, which I did this time.
She's the slacker of us.
Sometimes I procrastinate when it comes to this, but we had notes. And so I'm like, okay, here's what I wrote down. We wrote down the same hangover story. It is my hangover story.
Her hangover story.
It was truly traumatizing. It is by far the worst hangover that I can remember. And it's been probably 7 years now. We went out. So there's this other little bar that sponsors my softball team. And shout out to Karen, the bartender, who pours drinks like
a real champion.
Yeah. All you, Z liquor and a floater of Z mix. Okay. That's how she makes them. So we were doing Washington apple shots. Like I was in high school, you know, we're pounding them, playing pool, stayed out, closed the bars down. Well, I had a baby shower in the morning for one of my friends and I had to make taco salad and I was supposed to go open the venue because it was right around the corner for me. So I had to be there 8 o'clock. To open the venue. So needless to say, at 8 o'clock, my phone is blowing up because the other girl who is organizing the shower is there and I am not, and it is not unlocked. So my husband thankfully got up and went and unlocked the venue. I got out of bed. Brittany came over. She had to make the taco salad. I was laying on my tile floor because you know, it's really cold. The tile's like cold.
That is a nice
in my sports bra, bawling. Just crying uncontrollably because
she was asking me to kill her. She was like, if you love me, you would just end me now.
I was so drunk. So the superhero was Brittany because she made the taco salad and it was like taco salad in like individual cups with like the chip in for like a really bougie baby shower, you know? So it was like a lot of work she did. She drove me to, I got dressed because I was like, you know, I'm like, I'm going to power through this MFR. Okay. I'm up. My day is ruined already. No, bitch. We got to the Moose Lodge. If you've ever been to a Moose Lodge,
I have familiar. Been.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
not cleanly. Okay. No, it is a public.
Musty.
Yes, it
to
is.
To say the least.
So I went into the women's restroom, hung up my blouse, this pretty coral flowy blouse that I wore to this baby shower because I'm like pretty as fuck. And I
was not pretty that day. I swear to God.
I like cried my makeup off because I was throwing up so hard that my eyes were watering. Mm-hmm. So I'm like head in the toilet at the Moose Lodge. Brittany is like coming in to check on me. I asked someone.
At one point, the mother of the girl who was having the baby said, "You need to go into the bathroom and check on Elizabeth. I think she's topless on the bathroom floor crying."
I was. These are all accurate.
And I think I said, "Let her cry just a little while longer. I'll be there in a second."
Like, just people from the shower were coming in. And this is a girl I went to high school with. I know, like, her whole family. So it wasn't really strangers, but people who don't know me, like, enough to see me in a, this was a real bra, by the way, not a sports bra, like an actual bra. And I had just had a kid, so my tits were huge. But anyways, I'm crying on the floor and somebody walked in and I like creaked open the door in the stall. And I was like, "Could you please get me a pen and a paper?" And she was like, "Why?" I said, "I'm going to write a suicide note to my children and drown myself in this toilet." I was singing "Jesus Take the Wheel" at one point, like hitting it with my best Carrie Underwood. They kept coming in the bathroom, like, "We're going to take pictures." So I had to like go out, breath smelling of puke, like put my blouse on because you know I wasn't going to get puke on it. It was horrible. It was
absolutely horrible.
I've never had a hangover. Like, it lasted all day. I tried to power through it. I couldn't. It just kept coming.
Yeah,
just
you puking, went home puking, and
yeah.
Puking. Yeah, you went home and took a nap. I had to help tear down that shower.
And
you see who the plant is and who the gardener is. I'm clearly the gardener.
That day, I was definitely the plant. And I was a wilty, nasty one with fucking slug on her shit. It was awful. When she wrote down the same story, I was like, "You bitch. You're going to share that with the world. Me too." Okay? It was awful.
That's a hangover. That's a hangover. Wow.
I have not had a Washington apple since. Okay? Fuck that noise.
No. Absolutely not. Oh. My nipple got hard thinking about it.
Is it because I said I had just had a baby and my tits were huge?
That might have been it. Or yeah, it was the thought of a Washington apple, which keeps making me salivate as if I'm going to throw up.
That's a throw up reaction.
Yeah. It was awful.
Oh my gosh. That's no. Your gas tans were empty.
They
were past E. That bitch broke down the street and around the corner.
It was awful. It was. I can remember it. Like, I remember laying on that kitchen floor in my sports bra thinking the tile's so cold and I hate myself. I was just bawling.
Yeah, and that's like the weirdest thing about a hangover is like the amount of self-loathing that I feel when I'm hungover. Like almost to the point, I've never done this, but I think maybe next time I will, just because I'm talking about it now. But like looking in the mirror and being like, "You stupid bitch, what's your problem?"
Slapping yourself across the face.
Who do you think you are? Look what you've done.
You sloppy slut.
Yes. Stupid. My God. Hey, maybe it would help. Maybe it would help. It would help you feel better. We don't know. We might have just discovered a new hangover cure.
Maybe. Oh my gosh. Maybe if you start slapping yourself and talking dirty, you might be able to text, you know, young boy who you don't know his name that left, and he can come back to you, and that'll work.
Did you ever get his number? Do you have a random number in your phone that says, like,
"Oh God, so many
from bar, blue hat"? Not that I've ever done that.
Yes,
I do. If I took a shot for every number and contact I had in my phone that I didn't know, I would get alcohol poisoning. There's so
maybe
many.
We should do that.
That would be fun. To how many people you don't know. But then I've also like looked at it and been like, "Oh shoot, I actually do know this person and we've never had an encounter." They're forgettable, I guess.
Can't all be tense.
Yeah,
okay. Right. Can't all be tense.
That's right. Oh my gosh. Brittany, do you have any other hangover stories for you? Any that you've gotten?
Mine aren't really that eventful. I remember one time, like, me and my best friend, it was before I moved back. It was the summer before I moved back to Akron. My best friend, one of my best friends at the time, her name was Kristen. like, since I was moving away from Toledo, she was like, this summer, all we're going to do is drink and party. And I was like, okay. So we went to this party at our friend's house. I don't even know why I'm telling the world this story. we went to a party at our friend's house. We played this game before we left every single time. It's called 10 Shots in 10 Minutes.
Oof. Do you want to know the rules? Should I explain that to you, Caleb?
I think we all know the rules.
I would like an explanation, please, in case we have any listeners out there that can't pick up.
So, have you ever got like the cheapest? It's one step above Popoff's. It's called Burnett's, and it's like a pink lemonade vodka in a plastic jug.
Yep.
Yes, he has.
Okay. Yep. So you get that, you mix it with a scoop of the pink lemonade mix and a little bit of water, and you swirl it up. And then three people typically take 10 shots in 10 minutes before you go out to the bar.
A whole bottle?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So then we went to our friend's house because he was having a party because he was about to graduate from college. And then our friend Jose came and got us, and we went to his friend Stan owned the bar. We proceeded to get shit faced, like I have never drank before, because his dad owned the bar and he was just giving us shots because it was so crazy packed, you know, pre-COVID.
Yeah.
I remember some things after that. there was a picture of me aggressively hitting Jose Duran at that point because he wouldn't let us take a red light photo, and that was our thing. We took red light photos. But the next day, we went to bed at like 6 a.m. and I got up for work at 9 a.m. the next day. Everybody literally thought they told my boss already that I was gonna call off work because we were so trash. So I come strolling in, like,
she worked at JCPenney,
I did,
by the way, in the shoe department at this time.
I smelled like booze. I remember Chuck, I call him my white father, looked at me and literally looked down and started shaking his head. So then, you know, I'm straightening shoes before customers come in and I vomit on the floor. And then customers are coming in and I'm like, Chuck, tell him somebody vomited. And he was like, you need to call the cleaning crew. So people started coming in, and it was like right before Easter or some holiday, like people were getting their kids' shoes. And I called the manager over walkie and I was like, some kid just threw up in the shoe department. Please come get it. And they came and got it. And then Chuck pulled me in the back and was like, you need to get your life right with Jesus. Like, you need to stop drinking so heavily. And then he made me promise that I would start going to church with him every Sunday. And I started going to church with him and his family every Sunday.
Drinks too, okay?
But that was probably the most embarrassing, because Chuck, who I love and who is really like a second father to me, literally watched me throw up at work. And then I like went into the back and had to sit down, and he covered for me while I was supposed to be selling shoes, and I like threw up in the basket. But after I threw up like three or four times, I was good to go. Hey. I did find a picture the next day of me holding a gun.
What the fuck?
In my phone. But the gun was not loaded. As Kristen.
God.
The gun was not loaded. And I did actually yell at the guy who was throwing the party. And he was like, I swear, you seemed fine. And I was like, I seemed fine.
Does this look fine to you?
I'll be.
I know, that's what I was like. And he was like, you were having full-on conversations, like you shoot, like you know how to shoot guns and things like that. I was like, who am I? Clearly, I don't know how to shoot guns.
She still holds the gun sideways, like she's in a
that's the fucking
video.
Kill shot.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't hold it, you hold it sideways. I think I was actually holding it sideways in the
you're oh so glad.
God. Oh. Well, that does sound like anxiety on all fronts.
You know, I felt like,
oh my gosh,
my life had hit rock bottom. And that's why I started going to church so frequently.
The Lord Lord hath forgiven you.
The Lord, yeah. Yes, I talked to him. He said you're good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, thank you so, so much for talking with me. I appreciate it. This has been the perfect way to start my Saturday. There is one thing that we do have to do before I let you guys go. It's okay. Megan Pease's birthday today.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. Her birthday is the day the episode comes out. So Monday. Monday's her birthday. Oh. So she'll hear this on Monday. So we just have to wish her a happy birthday, you stupid bitch.
Yes.
Happy birthday. We love you.
You're okay.
And it's Megan. It's Megan Wyant, but for classification, we have to say.
I hope Justin wears that little banana hammock that we sent him for your birthday and like swings his trunk around you.
Yeah. It's called helicoptering and it's really popular, Justin. So
yes, that's real.
I would also like that video. So thanks in advance. Yeah. All right, you guys, we will be right back. Okay, that was Elizabeth and Brittany from She Show Videos. Just a huge thank you and a shout out to them for taking their time today to spend and drink with me. They oh my gosh. They crack me up. They're so funny, and I can't wait to join your YouTube channel at some point. So, everyone listening, please go to their YouTube channel, like their videos, and specifically subscribe to their channel, okay? And then share it with your friends. And then you should add them on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. They are, I believe, at She Show Videos on all platforms. I will post all of their links in this episode, in the details of this episode. So just go do all the things, because believe me, they are worth your time, I swear. And speaking of liking and subscribing, if you are a fan of Making a Martini, please let everyone you know, friends, family, enemies, acquaintances, coworkers, just everyone. And hey, if you're feeling frisky, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review, because it is, for me, the most helpful thing you can do. God, what else? Oh, if you want to give me money, then do it. Just let me know. We'll make it happen. I promise. Okay, well, this has been Making a Martini, up, dry, and straight to the point. Cheers.